Freedom Network. My guest today, Brother Gregory Williams, with his holy church out there in Summer Lake, Oregon. Brother Gregory, welcome.
Welcome, and glad to be here.
Well, I always enjoy having you on, because, well, you've uncovered a lot of things in lifting up those rocks out there in Oregon.
That, you find scorpions under almost every other one.
Yes. the church, quote, out there today is, it's become nothing more than a social club.
Oh, yeah, the general church on the street corner is just there to make you feel good about all the things you do wrong the rest of the week. And they're pretty good at it.
Come and pay your indulgences, right?
Oh, I suppose they got all kinds of little gimmicks. If one size don't fit all, they got lots of sizes. The question is anybody doing what Christ said? And I'll challenge almost anybody in any church. You give me 15 minutes, and I can prove that about 80% of what you do is the exact opposite of what Christ said to do. So I have a serious problem with people that think they believe in Christ when they're doing the opposite of what he said to do.
Yes. Well, okay. We'll just start out with this, then. Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, be not dismayed at the signs of heaven. For the heathen are dismayed at them, for the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold, they fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. And let's see, can we call that a Christmas tree?
you're going to rub the Christmas tree thing in their noses, are you?
Well,
yeah, that sure sounds like it, but it actually, almost everything in the Bible has multiple meanings now. I agree that that sure sounds like it. That's a custom that comes from way back. But it's many-fold. Those things are a symbol. They're a symptom of a problem that goes much deeper. And if we change the ritual and don't change the problem, I know a lot of people feel very self-righteous because they don't celebrate Christmas because they came across that quote. And other reasons, they've actually researched the traditions of Christmas as they're celebrated today. But if you don't conform to the ways of Christ, even the ways of Abraham and Moses, just because you got your rituals right, that's not going to be enough. So I beat them over the head with the other end of the stick.
Well, you can take the tree out and or cut it up in pieces and burn it in the fire, but if you haven't changed the heart,
right,
nothing's changed.
Yeah, you could take the man out of Egypt, but you can't take Egypt out of the man unless he wants to let go of it. So, if you freed everybody in the world today from the Babylonic rituals and traditions and customs, which has to do with laws, etc., they would just reconstruct the whole thing again if they don't change inside themselves.
Well, we'll just wrap it up and put a different colored ribbon on it.
That's a lot of these traditions started with the Church of Constantine, and then were magnified over the centuries. The Church of Constantine said everybody's got to get baptized a Christian. Well, that's different than what John the Baptist said or what Christ said, because they said repent and get baptized. And if you leave the repentance off, which is the turning around and going another way, you're just going to make the same mess over and over again. And that's where we're at. Same old, same old. We're back in the Roman Empire. We're back in the bondage of Egypt. And there's only one solution. There's only been one solution. And nobody's preaching it, hardly.
But, let's see. The solution is to enter into the kingdom. But we're told that kingdom is yet to come.
Yeah, well, that's a slave mentality, that you're only free when you're dead. But the reality is Christ said, seek the kingdom right now, because the kingdom is at hand right now. And that's what we were sent out to do. But somewhere along the line they said, seek the kingdom, because the kingdom is coming in 2,000 years. It is right now, and we're supposed to be doing the will of the Father. I mean, the Our Father that everybody talks about. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come when thy will is done. And the reason it's not there for most people is they're not doing the will of God.
Amen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back here on the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
And we're back. Randy Yarbrough with you. My guest today, Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church. The website, hisholychurch.org and .net and .info and .com?
Well, .com will take you to one of the others.
Okay.
We bought it, so nobody else got it, but we're not a commercial outfit, so we didn't use the .com.
Oh, you're not participating in the commercial, let's see, Mark of the Beast system.
Yeah, we're not one of those commercial churches.
Okay.
We actually believe in faith, hope, and charity, which makes us rather revolutionary.
But, Brother Gregory, I mean, in prayer meetings all over the country tonight, there'll be prayer requests put forward. And Brother Joe is requesting that his lawyer does a good job and gets him his Social Security disability. So let's all pray that Brother Joe gets his Social Security disability.
You won't hear that here. The fact is, the early church was the social welfare program for all Christians. It operated entirely by faith, hope, and charity, and it sustained Christians through the greatest economic collapse in the history of the world up until that time, we seem to be on the way to outdoing that. And people need to get back to what the church used to be doing.
Well, the church, okay, if there was a need, they filled it.
Those that had shared with those that didn't have. If someone had a need, lacked a coat, someone with two coats would share. It was completely faith, hope, and charity. Most Christians or so-called Christians today, if they need something, they hire men with guns to go around the neighborhood and collect from their neighbors so that they will have their social welfare filled and feel socially secure. They are forcing their neighbors at the point of a gun, legally in many cases, because everybody's been seduced into signing contracts and covenants with the government, but they force their neighbor to contribute to their welfare at the point of a gun. And that is unacceptable to Christ. That is not what Christ said. It is absolutely the opposite of what he said. He said it was not to be that way with us. And it is that way with most people calling themselves Christian today, and somebody's got to tell them to repent and make straight the way of the Lord. If they don't, they have the Lord to answer to, but also the unrighteous mammon that they have become so dependent upon is about to let them down. Big time.
Well, their little g God is going to die a horrible death here.
He's going to take a lot of guys with him.
Yes.
Now, just like, you know, these guys who break into, these lone gunmen who come into McDonald's or wherever and they shoot all these people and then they shoot themselves. That's a pattern of evil. Now, I want first everybody to notice that you never hear about them breaking into the shooting range or the gun club. they're crazy, but they're not stupid. They break into places like libraries and doctor's offices and schools and places where guns aren't allowed. And then they wreak their havoc, and then they kill themselves. And that's a pattern. That pattern is going to be produced big time in this world, where they're going to disarm everybody, and they're going to create a situation where people are going to die by the tens and tens of thousands. And they can't help it. Even if they didn't consciously plan it, because they've turned their back on God a long time ago, despite all their rhetoric and all their voices, this is the way they will go. It's always been that way. It's not going to change. The only choice you have is what side of this equation that is being played out do you want to go? On Christ's side or Caesar's side?
Does the Christian have the right of self-defense?
Well, is he really a Christian? Well, I that's a good question. I'm actually sitting in front of my screen editing an article by that name. It's a four-part series that I publish on News with Views. The third one is already up, and I've got the fourth one pretty well written, but I may hone it a little bit after my trip to North Carolina. It's not what most people think. We do talk about their right to bear arms. We do point out the fact that the right to exercise force to prevent a crime or injustice or abuse of some innocent individual is not violence. It is actually a responsibility of everyone. And anyone who refuses to use their strength, their power, their ability, their tools to prevent that injustice is guilty of violence and a crime of omission. So a Christian not only has the right to self-defense, he has a right to defend his neighbor as much as he has a right to defend himself, because he's required to love his neighbor as himself. So he not only has that right of self-defense and the defense of his neighbor, he has the obligation to attempt to defend his neighbor against true injustices, true abuse, anytime he sees it. Now, he has to do it within certain reasonable parameters. But if he's willing to call the police to do it, he better be willing also to do it himself. Because these people who say, I won't own a gun because I'm a Christian, but they'll call the police to do it, they're a hypocrite. And chances are, they live by the sword already, which is another whole topic, which we could get into before the show is over. But we're slicing the meat a little thick today. I must be in a meat-eating mood.
Well, I started out when I talked to you about the Christian's duty to civil government. And
right. And that varies quite a bit, depending on how much Christianity is in the individual. Our duty to civil government is based mostly on the contracts, covenants, agreements, applications that we have made to civil government. Natural law is something in which the civil government exists. There is no civil government until somebody starts to contract with each other, make agreements, compacts, constitutions. And so the amount of obligation you have to civil government depends usually on the amount of responsibilities you have negated, or how many rights you have failed to retain by accepting the responsibilities that go along with those rights. The Bible's clear, the slothful shall be under tribute. So if you owe tribute to your government, it's probably because you've been slothful. You probably made a contract with them. You probably made agreements and applied to them for benefits, even though you know they don't give out a single benefit that they can provide that they aren't providing at the expense of your neighbor. So when you desire the benefits of a government that exercises force in the collection of its contribution, you are already in violation of God's laws. You are coveting your neighbor's goods through the agency of the institutions you create by your agreement. You have already abandoned God. And so go and cry unto the gods that you have chosen for yourself. God the Father will not hear you in that day. And that day is not going to be a pretty day for a lot of people. And the churches aren't doing the waking up that they need to do. I think most of our help for waking up the people is going to come straight from the top in the civil government. Because the pain of what they're going to bring down to you to eat is going to wake up some people. But the quicker we wake up, the better off we'll be.
Yes. The time for waking up is almost over, though.
Yeah, I'm afraid a lot of people are going to be waking up in the Titanic when the water is up around their necks. So that's why I travel thousands and thousands of miles trying to wake people up. Somebody came to me in North Carolina, or it was South Carolina, one of those states back there. I was in somebody's kitchen after I talked, and they came up to me and says, what you talk about is so different than we hear from any other person in any other church. And he says, are you the only one saying this? And I looked him right in the eye and I said, I hope I am not. I haven't found others quite this strong as I get, but at least as we are being today. But I can be even rougher than this today. But your show is a little bit more free and open. You guys are a little bit more willing to chew on some of this meat than most of the places I go.
Well, the milk that they've been giving us all these years in the church down on the corner of Tranquility and Main Street is sour.
Yeah, it's homogenized, pasteurized, with a little bit of formaldehyde to whiten it, and they call it good. Personally, the milk I drink comes straight out of the cow.
Yeah.
And I don't mix my milk and meat, so... And that happens to be literally and figurative. Got 2 gallons today.
So, over time, we have signed on the dotted line.
Yeah.
Become probably
a surety for debt.
Do what?
We've become a surety for debt.
Yes. And part of the repentance of that, let's, you know, there's so many people that are in a fix that say, okay, I want out, but how is it I repent of this and turn away?
Well, you know, a lot of people quote Revelation, come out among my people, lest ye be partakers of their sins. And I have no problem with that quote. But if we go back to the beginning of the New Testament, John the Baptist and Jesus is saying, repent, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, that word righteousness, actually many scholars say it should be better translated justification. I don't mind it being righteous, but it's righteousness in the sense of doing what is right. God's right already. We need to be like God in our righteousness. Our righteousness should exceed theirs. The churches should be becoming the total social welfare of their congregations. I just spoke to a pastor this morning, 10 o'clock, came by here and talked to him about it. And he agrees. And he says that's what they're working for in their church. That church has not filed a 1023. It's not like a lot of your other churches. I've been working with it for years now, and that's what they're doing. And it's really been slow turning the people thinking around, even out in this rural community. But they're starting to think in that way for quite some time because of the rural nature of this community. But you go into the cities, and people haven't got a clue. And the cities are going to need this knowledge more than anyone else. But we have to start somewhere, turning around and taking care of one another. We shouldn't be going to insurance companies. We really shouldn't even be going to banks. Churches should be forming credit unions at the best as an interim. The difference between the two is just phenomenal. Getting out of mortgages, getting out of debt, learning to live within our means, learning to take care of one another, learning to be the social insurance and welfare of our community, and the bonds that are created in that effort will prepare you for the things to come. Nobody can prepare you for what's coming completely.
We're on our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. Question, comment, 877-254-7524. Phone lines are open.
Lindy's Home Service and Lindy's Note Connection reminds all drivers the holiday season is a time of joy and celebration with family and friends. The choice is yours. Arrive alive. Never drink and drive. Sponsored by Lindy's Home Service and Lindy's Note Connection. Members of the Northern Colorado Better Business Bureau. Working for a better community. Visit lindynotes.com. That's lindynotes.com. Lindy's thanks and salutes our veterans this holiday season. That's lindynotes.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and Silver.
A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning take this opportunity to remind area drivers that the safe operation of a motor vehicle and the consumption of alcohol do not mix. When you take to the road this holiday season, take along the three C's of safety, caution, courtesy, and common sense. That's from A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the experts who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line, and if it was, what repairs or replacements would offer the greatest long-term savings. Call 303-659-1087. 303-659-1087. Mention this holiday reminder for fast service. That's A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And we're back. Randy Yarbrough with you. My guest today, Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church, hisholychurch.org.net, and .info. All three websites there. His articles can be found at newswithviews.com. The three books, The Covenants of the Gods, Thy Kingdom Comes, and The Free Church Report, they're all available on the websites, and you can download them for free, but if you want them in hard copy, they're 25 fraudulent reserve notes each. That'd be 75 fraudulent reserve notes if you want all three. And you can send that to His Holy Church, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, Federal Occupation Zone, 97640. 97640. Question, comment, 877-254-7524. Talking about, well, the Christian's duty to civil government and repenting of those contracts, those signatures, and everything else, and extracting yourself from the web that's been woven around you can be quite daunting, can't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure everybody can extract themselves. There's a lot of plans out there to do that, but my role, my mission, or whatever you want to call it, is to show people how to survive when they are set free by whatever means. The fact is, Moses, Jesus Christ, even Abraham did not take people to the edge of the desert and say, you're free, run for it. What they did was teach the people how to live together under the perfect law of liberty by faith, hope, and charity as a viable society in the heart of the Roman Empire, called a republic by historians like Edward Gibbons. In fact, the church in its true state, the total church in general, congregations and ministers and everybody, is the only true and pure republic if the church was doing what it was supposed to be, left on the face of the earth. But tell you the truth, just like at the time of Jesus Christ, people have abandoned the responsibilities that are included in living in a free society. They don't even know what they are. This is almost an impossible task to wake people up to this. And you can't do it by simply reading the books. We make them available for free. There's two more books coming out, hopefully shortly, if I can get them done. But what we've done is we're starting to network people together so they can start to put their actions where their mouth is, to find out if their heart really is in the liberty of Christ. And anybody can join that network anywhere in the world. We're pretty much inclusive of the whole world now, although most of the networks are empty in other places. The article that just went out on News with Views recently was translated into Spanish, I told you, and published in Argentina. There are other people making noises in South America, but most of the activity is here in America, Australia, and Canada. But it's really very little, because we are suffering from an apathetic society that stands around like deers on the freeway staring into headlights. And people have to, you know, get out of their traffic and start waking up to the dangers that are all around them and come together, because they really do care about other people's freedom and liberty as much as they claim to care about their own. I've always said that you can always find people who want to be free, but we're looking for people who want to set others free as much as they want to be free. And those people are rare. People of action, people of responsibility. They're out there. We've gotten on limited forum, but we're setting the pattern, setting kind of a network in place that can absorb these people and begin to work together as the early church did, because there isn't much time left. I always tell people there's just enough time. Don't waste it. And then they go back to watching TV.
Well, it's kind of where's the promise of his coming? The same's going to be above, you know, it's going to be the same today as it was yesterday, and tomorrow will be the same.
Yeah, well, the promise of his coming include him saying, "Get ye from me, you workers of iniquity." So many shall come in my name, he says, but they are cast out. So just because you go to church, just because you say Jesus, just because you say Yeshua, that doesn't cut it with God. What cuts it with God is, are you doing the will of the Father? And that secret, it shouldn't be secret, should have been published to all the world. What is the will of the Father? Well, it's certainly not coveting your neighbor's goods. It's certainly not being slothful. Jesus says the weightier matters are law, justice, mercy, and faith. Well, I don't see a society that is concerned with law, except not the law and justice for their neighbor. They're concerned about, you know, how big their TV screen is, or, whatever. I don't know. There's so many things they're concerned with that are unimportant, I couldn't even list them off. I don't even want to think of them. But I know what's important. I see injustices every day. I know people that are homeless from one end of this country to the other because of the money system that people have created for themselves, which, you know, if anybody had any knowledge would know that this was doomed from its inception. But they've just sat with their heads in the sand, or their rear ends in their pew, and done nothing about it for years and years. And they are lulled into sleep and under a strong delusion. So we've got our work cut out for us.
We bought into that, unjust weights and measures, what do we need that for?
Yeah, you don't need that silver in your money anymore. You don't need gold in your pocket. You can use these Federal Reserve notes. That is the biggest robbery in the history of the world, and people just sit back and let it happen. And then they have this defeatist, what can I do about it? Well, why don't you have faith in what God said? Why don't you try living like that? Why don't you try to find other people who are living like that? I mean, we're supposed to be good shepherds. Who's out there looking for the other souls who are beginning to get? I tell you, anybody who gets this message, who understands this message, they understand it because Christ in them. They don't understand it because they're really smart. Most of the really smart guys don't understand it anyway. But you understand this, if you do, because of Christ in you. And you need to understand the wholeness of that. And if you do, you'll want to find others. You'll want to share it with others. You'll want to wake up others and help others live like God intended.
But was that responsibility?
Well, you know, I believe in freedom. I think everybody who wants to stay in the system, go ahead and stay in the system.
Yes. Question, comment, 877-254-7524 is the number. We'll be right back.
LandGuard LLC Bookkeepers and Accounting Resources reminds all drivers the holiday season is a time of joy and celebration with family and friends. It's also a time when drunk drivers hit the roads. The choice is yours. Arrive alive. Never drink and drive. Sponsored by LandGuard LLC Bookkeepers and Accounting Resources. LandGuard LLC, working for a safer and healthier community. For information, visit LandGuardAccounting.com. LandGuardAccounting.com. And thank you for driving responsibly. Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center. Now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427. Sterling Living Center believes the word elderly is synonymous with dignity. This holiday season, spend time with a senior and learn about life from the most experienced people in the world. That was from Sterling Living Center, where they feature the ultimate in skilled nursing care for the aged, convalescent, or chronically ill. Licensed nurses are on duty 24 hours a day, special diets, home-cooked meals, occupational speech and physical therapy, and a doctor on call. If you're thinking about knee or hip replacement, they have the finest rehab. Phone 522-2933. That's 522-2933.
And we're back. Randy Yarbrough with you. My guest today, Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church. Question or comment, 877-254-7524 is the number. 877-254-7524. Brother Gregory's websites, or His Holy Church's websites, is hisholychurch.org.net and .info. Brother Gregory's articles can be found at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. We've been ingrained with this system that says, okay, we're going to take care of you from cradle to grave. Sign up over here, and we'll go to your neighbor, and if you contribute all that you can contribute, but if you have a need, we'll go to your neighbor over there and get it from him. And make sure, we'll charge a processing fee.
Yeah, well, it's actually a little worse than that, even. You're making it sound too good.
it sounds too good. Okay.
There are many different kinds of governments, but you can divide the types of governments up into a number of different categories, but at least one category is the kind of government where you give somebody authority over things, as opposed to the government where you give somebody the authority over other people or yourself. And those are two different kinds of governments. Well, the church is the kind of government where you give somebody the authority over things. In other words, you live in you're in a congregation, 10 families, and you contribute to the minister because, you know, one of the members of that congregation, her husband died, she's a widow, and she needs help. So everybody contributes to that minister to help that widow out. They contribute to that minister because that's going to take some time and other things that he does for them. You only tie it to a minister according to his service. Most churches don't mention that, but that's what it says in the Bible. You don't tie it to him automatically. If he doesn't give you any service, you don't give anything to him, which is another aspect of that kind of government. Because he doesn't have any authority to make you give him anything. No Levite was kicking in anybody's doors to make them contribute, at least not at first. So that's one kind of government, where you give him the power to decide how to distribute the charity that you hand him. And he is responsible to do it right. If he doesn't do it right, stop giving to him, give to somebody else who's going to do the job. But it's up to you to take care of your neighbor. Now, the other government, you give somebody the authority to decide how much everybody's going to give. Because you want everybody in the congregation giving equally. So you want to exercise authority over your neighbor by hiring this guy, and all your neighbors give him the power to decide. Well, that's the other kind of government. And whether you're a constitutional republic or a democracy or a kingdom with a tyrant leader or whatever, or president or whatever, if you give him the power to decide what you're going to contribute, that's not the church. That's not the government of God. That's the government Christ said you are not to be like. And for the many people who don't get that, it's in the Bible from the beginning to the end, but specifically it's right out of Jesus' mouth. And you can read it in Matthew 20:25, Mark 10:42, and Luke 22:25. That we were not to be like those governments of the Gentiles who call themselves lords, who call themselves benefactors, but exercise authority one over the other. And that's what you have today, directly in opposition to what Christ said to do. Now, they got all kinds of excuses, but it's pretty clear in Luke 22:25 that that's what Christ was preaching, is a government. And that's what they became. And that's what we're not.
And that's what
at least
we're
in the
not.
United States. Now, we here at His Holy Church, that's what we're striving for. That's what we're seeking. And we can't make it happen. People have to make it happen. So we don't want people coming to us who just want to be free. We want people coming to us and gathering them together with each other. We don't want them coming to me in your own neighborhoods. We want them to come together and care about each other as much as they care about themselves. That's Moses' game. That's Jesus' game. And that's what we should be doing.
The duty of civil government to the kingdom of heaven.
The duty of civil government to the kingdom of heaven. Well, leave us alone. again,
we're doing just fine without you.
Yeah, you know, thanks, but no thanks, you know. The church should never look to civil government for its protection, for its comfort. We have a comforter, and that is the Holy Spirit. We realize that civil governments exist. We believe that if you make a contract, you should make your yes is yes. I tell you that if you repent, change your ways, they'll want you out of there. They'll want you out of town. But more than that, if you really start living like Christ said, by that faith, by that hope, by that charity, you will wake up in more ways than you can believe. You will see things that you have never believed possible. You will be able to do things. You know, the apostles were obtaining these powers because they were changing their ways and becoming fit habitation for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit does not want to live in men who covet each other's goods. The Holy Spirit does not want to live in men who want to exercise authority one over the other. The Holy Spirit does not live in men who cannot step out and live by faith. And that's what we need to do. And it's a process. You know, I'm not telling everybody to jump out of the system. I don't know that most people are probably incapable of doing that. But you better turn around and start seeking those ways and start learning them fast. And you need to do that with other people. You can't sit there and read a book and learn to do that. And that's why we're trying to form these congregations of record all over the country.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Question or comment, phone lines are open. You're on the American Freedom Network.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
Celebrate a free Festival of Lights night with friends and family at the newly redesigned Sable Landing Event Center Sunday, December the 6th at 5 p.m. Enjoy cookies, hot chocolate, exciting stories, and special music as you stroll through the Winter Wonderland Garden Courtyard. Sable Landing's located 1.5 miles east of I-25 and the Longmont Firestone exit, 5961 Sable Avenue. Call 303-651-6427. Come and enjoy the free Festival of Lights nights at 303-651-6427.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
And we're back. Randy Yarbrough with you, my guest, Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church. You can find out more on the websites hisholychurch.org, .net, and .info. His articles can be found at newswithviews.com. The latest series on Does the Christian Have the Right to Self-Defense? The three books, Thy Kingdom, or The Covenant of the Gods, Thy Kingdom Comes, and The Free Church Report, are available, all available for free on the websites, but if you want them in hard copy, there's still 25 fraudulent reserve notes?
Yes. That's postpaid. There's no postage on that.
Really? Postpaid? Wow. $25 a piece. You can send that to His Holy Church, Box 10. Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, Federal Occupation Zone, 97640. Also on the websites, you can get in there and get into that network and, well, find a congregation near you. Because that's what this is all about. It's not about how many rounds of ammo or ounces of gold or years of food supply you got tucked away, because when your day comes, the Lord comes, it's not going to matter. What's going to matter is if you use that, well, to help your neighbor, right?
Yeah, if you don't have that Spirit of Christ, chances are everything you store up will actually serve you ill. It'll probably draw the wrong kind of people. Also on the books and CDs, we have somebody in Australia and New Zealand that are actually putting these together on our Tasman group, which covers both those areas. And so it was costing a fortune to mail the stuff all the way there. So they actually are printing things up there, so you can get copies in Australia and New Zealand through the network. And of course, like you said, they're all downloadable for free on the net. Because, you know, this is too important of a message, but your original question about civil government and the church, you know, the church is separate from the state if it's organized properly. Of course, if it's a corporation of the state, it's not the church anymore. It's not the body of Christ. It's the body of the state. And everything that it does is done by permission of the state. And we go into that in the body of Christ versus the body of the state. And their laws actually seem to understand the separation of that church and the state better than most churches do. And we're all for that. They're one form of government, and we are defined as another form of government. The fact is most churches have watered down the message of Christ, having a form of godliness, but denying the dunamis, the power thereof, the governmental power thereof. And, you know, it would take a six-hour lecture to explain how that all works, but the government recognizes that we're separate. I flew with government ID when I flew back to North Carolina. That was issued by the church. These are things that people just don't understand how that works. We are to live in the world, but not of it. If you're getting everything from the world like most preachers are, the word world there means state. It means defined in concordances as constitutional order or system of government. We're the other government.
We're the other one. We're on our top of the hour news break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 877-254-7524 is the number. Question or comment? Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Wayne's Automotive reminds us that a happy holiday means a safe holiday, and everyone can work together to make it come true. As we get together at office parties or family functions, let's make sure our friends and loved ones don't have too much to drink. That's Wayne's Automotive for complete auto repair and towing. Call 303-451-6880. They're equipped to have the right men take the very best care of your car. Call 303-451-6880 for towing and repair service. That's Wayne's Automotive at 10651 Irma Drive in North Glen. They're wishing you all a safe and happy holiday season.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. The Swiss banking institution Credit Suisse has admitted to doing business with nations such as Iran and Cuba and will pay a $536 million fine. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder calls the scope and complexity of the Credit Suisse criminal misconduct simply astounding.
This case offers a stark and a disturbing example of the lengths to which some corporate wrongdoers are willing to go in seeking ill-gotten financial gains.
During a Washington news conference, Holder said the bank did business with rogue nations like Iran, Libya, Sudan, and Cuba, which have been specifically banned from using U.S. financial systems for more than a decade. He added the bank even created a pamphlet for Iran to avoid U.S. filters. The Senate has resumed debate on health care overhaul, but the outlook for progress remains unclear. Senate debate was brought to a standstill earlier after a Republican senator demanded that a 767-page amendment be read aloud. The sponsor later withdrew the amendment. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Hi, Hi, I'm Lisa, and Andy Willoughby's three-step plan has allowed me to be home with my children. I see the three-step plan being able to provide enough income for so many families that they're going to be able to keep their home, keep their second car, just being able to provide shoes and whatever else their children need. We've been waiting for 10 years to put a deck on the back of our house, and we're going to be getting that deck now. Andy Willoughby's three-step plan can make a change in your life. You can actually look out your window and be able to dream again. Not only am I going to be home with my children, but our future sees my husband being home as a full-time dad, too.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-424-8752. 800-424-8752.
The Pentagon is describing today's Iranian launch of a long-range missile as a provocative move, but a spokesman adds that the technology that was used was not particularly different than Iran has had in the past. Today's test involved the latest version of Iran's longest-range missile, which can go about 1,200 miles. The effort to find two climbers who vanished during a trip up Oregon's Mount Hood has changed from search and rescue to recovery. The announcement came today from Clackamas County Sheriff Craig Roberts.
One of the most difficult decisions I have to make as sheriff is to suspend a search operation and transform into a recovery. And unfortunately, that's where we're at today.
24-year-old Anthony Vietti of Longview, Washington, and 29-year-old Katie Nolan of Portland, Oregon, vanished last Friday. South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford is facing a formal rebuke from state lawmakers. A committee of the state house today unanimously agreed to censure the governor over his secret trips to Argentina and his use of state planes. But the panel again rejected the option of impeachment. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Ever think about
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
And we're back with the second hour of To Free America here on the American Freedom Network. And we need your help, folks. Simple as that. Need your help. Keep the lights on, the phones going, and the squirrel fed out there running in his cage in the transmitter so this signal goes out to you. And you can do that in several ways. You can give Michael a call at 800-205-6245, 800-205-6245. You can make your pledge on your plastic or order a copy of today's show or past shows. In fact, order a copy of today's show and give it to your pastor and see where that gets you. Anyway, pick up that envelope and address it to AFN, P.O. Box 1750. P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, Federal Occupation Zone 80534. You can throw a fraudulent reserve note in there. We'll take those for the moment. Your check, your money order. You could even throw in some just weights and measures, gold and silver coin, and that would really help out. At the very least, make note of the advertiser's phone numbers and give them a call and say thank you for supporting American Freedom Network. My guest today, Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church. You can find on the website hisholychurch.org, hisholychurch.net, and hisholychurch.info. And it sounds like we've got a caller.
Hello?
Yes, who we got here?
This is Rick.
Hello, Rick.
Hi, how you doing?
We're hanging in.
Hey, I just had a question. I'm kind of tuning in a little late. I don't know if you guys already addressed this or not, but I've heard from a lot of believers the whole the verse, you know, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God. How does that relate to what you guys are talking about in a government that's corrupt and you know, corporations that are, you know, killing people worldwide and just the ongoing corruption that we have going on in the world today. How do you reconcile that verse to, you know, what's going on in the world today?
Well, first you should realize the context in which it was stated. It was a trap question, clearly, by the context of the statement. They were there trying to trick Jesus into saying something that would get him into trouble. Secondary thing is that the powers that most governments have, they have them because we have already become corrupt and look to them to solve problems we should be solving amongst ourselves. For instance, when the voice of the people elected Saul to be their king, that was called a rejection of God. They wanted him to be their commander-in-chief and fight their battles for them. The first time he forced the sacrifice of the people, Samuel came in and said, "You've done this foolish thing, and because of that, your kingdom will not stand." We've already done that. We've already done all those bad things that rejects God and gives power to the government. Ten Commandments says, "Thou shalt not have any other gods before me, nor shalt thou bow down to them, nor shalt thou serve them." Yet that's exactly what we do when we give power to government. Because, and you go in our book, you know, God's Many, who's he talking about? We have a very incorrect view of how governments obtain power and how they maintain power. We should be giving to God what is God's, which is our service. But we can't do that. Because 30-40% of the day, we have to serve the gods of the United States. I pointed out in North Carolina that on the U.S. government website, George Washington, and I'm quoting here, is raised to the rank of God by the, unquote, by the picture in the Capitol Dome, which allows, it's actually called the Apotheos of Washington, and that is the office of Caesar, that allowed him to appoint all the judges throughout the empire who were called gods at that time. You would actually call a judge Theos. If you went into court, went into a Hebrew court, you'd call him Elohim. It says that in a Strong's Concordance. That's what those words mean. So the reason that the government, you owe the government your first fruits of your labor, the ability to draft you into their military, the power to make their instruments of war that you're now saying is so corrupt, is because a long time ago you already rejected God. You go read Samuel 8. He describes what your government will look like if you reject God and elect a man who can exercise authority over you. That's what we did. We've committed the crime a long time ago, and now we're seeing evidence of that. So, now you say, give to Caesar what is Caesar's. You made the contract. You must abide in the contract. But the way out, I tell you, is to turn around. You may still have to pay your tally of bricks for a while, like Moses in Egypt. But if you start looking to one another, stop depending upon this government that's foreign to the ways of Christ, you will find freedom eventually, if you can survive freedom. And that's going to be the big test coming up. We've already done a lot of things wrong. Now we want to point to the government like it's the problem. We're the problem. We need to change. And that's what Christ was saying. Read the book, Thy Kingdom Come. Read the book, Covenants of the Gods. And you will find it very eye-opening.
You still there, Rick?
Does that help any?
Is Rick still there?
Anybody here?
Hello, Rick.
Still on?
Yeah, we're still on.
Okay.
I think Rick dropped off.
Oh, did we lose Rick? Okay.
One of the things on that is the question is, okay, if God owns everything, then what does Caesar own?
Well, the fact is God owns everything, but God is a giver, and he has given us the right to decide. He has given us the right to choose. He has given us liberty to make contracts and covenants. He advised against it. Make no covenants with them, he said. But if we so choose, if we want to go out of the presence of God, out of the ways of God, he will hold us to those contracts. That's why he says, go and cry unto the gods that you have chosen for yourselves, because I will not hear you in that day. And that's what we've done, and we need to repent.
Amen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 877-254-7524. Question or comment. Phone lines are open.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Through no fault of their own, many people may be hurting this holiday season. Do what you can to help by donating food, clothing, toys, or money to your local church, civic group, or favorite charity. Let's make this a nice holiday for everyone. That's from Terry and her fine family and staff at Teresa's Not Just Heroes at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594. Or stop in for great food and great atmosphere and a great staff. They're on the air because they care and are wishing everyone a safe, happy, and healthy holiday season. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
And we're back. Randy Yarbrough with you. My guest today, Brother Gregory Williams, with his Holy Church. The books, Thy Kingdom Comes, The Covenant of the Gods, and The Free Church Report are all available on the website at hisholychurch.org for free. But if you want them in the hard copy, they're $25 a piece. That's postage paid. And you can send that to His Holy Church, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, Federal Occupation Zone 97640, websites, hisholychurch.org, .net, .info. Brother Gregory's articles can be found at newswithviews.com also. Question or comment, 877-254-7524. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That power, because the Lord said in Luke that we were given the power to tread on the serpent and the scorpion, all power over the enemy. That power is not preached in the church anymore, is it?
Not in those churches. It is in this church. We always have to qualify that. We have all kinds of powers at our disposal if we would, you know, we have to cooperate with Christ. We have to become a part of His plan. And people just aren't simply doing that. One of the books we have coming out is I think it'll be finally named The Higher Liberty, and it's about Romans 13, which your caller might also want to ask about that. Let every man remain subject to that higher power. The word there is actually liberty, and it is the hardest sell for people, but the evidence is just overwhelming. That's actually what Paul was writing. Let every man remain subject to the higher liberty, because all liberty is of God. There is no liberty but of God, and anyone who opposes liberty opposes God. Well, the guy's translating for King James isn't going to write that down, but that's what the word actually means, and that's what he was actually saying. The governments that are instituted by men who covet their neighbor's goods are instituted to punish the wicked, which are usually the ones who instituted it. And all that it takes is that we have preachers that have watered down this gospel of power. There's 7 different Greek words in the New Testament that are all translated occasionally power. So we have to know which ones they are. I mean, that alone is a deception. It's not wrong, but you need to know which power they're talking about. And people would be surprised reading this book, because I finally got some theologians to speak up on my Romans 13 articles, which are available on our website, and the minuscule evidence that they have to come back on just, you know, blossomed this book overnight because they haven't got a leg to stand on.
Well, if they're a state corporation, not for profit, then their message that unlimited submission to the civil government is they're just saying, hey, bow down to our master.
Right. I mean, they are the church of the state, and they promote that. But no, I don't want to pick on all those poor ministers. They've been deceived too. Some of them will want to continue in that deception for their own personal gain. But some of them are waking up. I met with a half a dozen about a month ago, and they were extremely receptive, you know, and I didn't pull too many punches. We didn't get all the way through. It was only an 8-hour meeting. It takes about 8 days to really make progress with all the lies that people have received. But we've done our homework. And, you know, most theologians, their biggest argument is, I can't be right, because if I'm right, they're wrong. And that can't be, because they got a degree of knowledge. And that's their argument. But they try to come up with things like, what about Koine Greek? Well, you know, I can show you for 500 years that that was the word for liberty. They say, well, most of the time it's referencing government when they use that word exousia that they translate there. Yeah, most of the time, go count them, it's representing God's government. It's Christ's power, the power he gives the apostles as the ambassadors of Christ. It was a government. It was a viable republic, the only pure republic ever to exist in in the creation of man was the kingdom of God at hand that the apostles were preaching and working in and providing for the needs of their people during absolute economic collapse. Wars and all those things were taking place, and the Christians were faring because they were doing what Christ said. The guys in these churches today, they are 90% away, if not 100% reversed, of what Christ said. And they need to know that. It's not a pretty sight. I'm an iconoclast.
When Israel was finally came into the Promised Land, and they were ruled by the judges, Wasn't that basically that Republican form of government?
They had a form of government, and we go into that in Thy Kingdom Come, which goes from Abraham to, past Constantine, how those governments operated. But basically, most people don't realize that when the Israelites left Egypt proper, they were still in Egyptian territory. Egyptian territory reached all the way to Canaan. What they had been freed from was the persona jurisdiction of the Roman civil government. They were a free government, a free republic, operating in the heart of the Egyptian Empire, not in Egypt proper itself, but in the heart of the Egyptian Empire, free, separate, dependent upon their own means. When they went into these other places, they didn't come in invading. The historical record, the archaeological record, they didn't come in invading. They came in with a superior system, with people that had learned to take care of one another. And because of jealousy, they were often attacked. And there were battles, and the battles got a lot of press. But the fact is, they came in with a superior system, which most people don't even understand how it worked. And that, I mean, it's very simple. It only requires that you love one another as you love yourself, that you love the justice of God, that you tend to the weightier matters of law, justice, and mercy amongst yourselves. But it was very, very different than anything we can imagine. Mostly what we know about that period we learned from the Pharisees, who got it wrong. If we go back to the Hebrew, I can rattle people's cage as to what they think that Hebrew means, and I can prove it because of the mysterious quality of Hebrew. The letters have meanings, and that is the key to understanding Hebrew. We have a book on that, too.
You have a book on that, too?
Yeah, it's Sophistry of Sacrifice. Right now, it's pretty much a 24-page pamphlet. You can download that for free. It's also called the Artifice in Language Land, which is taken from Alice in Wonderland. We actually quote Alice in Wonderland in that, at least Humpty Dumpty. Great philosopher, Humpty Dumpty. but it's an eye-opener as to what Hebrew really means and how to look at the Hebrew language. It required another book, and that book is still in the proofing stages. But at least you got 24-page insight into how distorted we have been fooled and led away from the true meanings of the Old and New Testament, which is why the Pharisees got it wrong. There was a group at the time of Christ that was more popular than the Pharisees. It appears to never be mentioned in the Bible, but that's because it was not known by that name. That's a name that's been placed on it. It was called the Essenes. They were called healers, and we have healers who were apostles. They were probably Essenes. Once now we're learning so much more about the way the Essenes actually operated. They sound like Christians, at least the way Christ preached it. But they considered the interpretation of the Old Testament by the Pharisees to be a fiction and a fraud, that they had mistranslated the Bible. And most Christians today are using those translations to determine what the Bible actually says. Now, once you understand the metaphors, you can read the existing translations and understand it. But our ministers are not teaching us what those metaphors mean. And it's shocking to find out how easy it has been to distort our view of what Moses and Abraham were doing, and therefore it allows them to distort what Christ was doing in our thinking. And that's why, and some of that's covered in Thy Kingdom Come, as well as part of that book. But the new book will go into answering, hopefully, many of the questions that people say, well, if that's so, then what about this? And but it's not finished yet. It takes time. And my time is always being divided by other people.
Crazy
there needs
radio
to be
show.
More people preaching the kingdom. The laborers are few.
Yes, they are.
But it keeps me out
few.
Of trouble.
That's the way it always seems.
Yeah, it's always been that way.
But back to the power. I mean, if the church was truly talking that, we would have a true separation of church and state. We would have
absolutely
the state with a hands-off, absolute hands-off approach to the people inhabiting the kingdom of heaven.
That you know, if the church, you know, the church ministers can't get free, how can they get the other people free? I mean, we were the ones that were ordered to be in the world and not of the world, and the church ministers have done the reverse. And the fact is what we explain in the codes in the first century, in the Free Church Report, and we have more material on that, shows that the government actually recognizes the position of the church. Churches are mandatorily accepted from having to file according to the codes. You don't even find that word anywhere else in the whole code. Accept in relationship to a church. And it doesn't say exempted, it says accepted. But yet all the churches go out there and file. Same way with incorporation. They say that if you incorporate under the state, all other previous incorporation is null and void as if it never happened. They say that. And still the churches go and incorporate. Then
so
you're no longer the corporation of Christ.
Your incorporation under the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's a different
placed,
story than under the state of whatever.
Well, but it's placed as null and void now.
Yep. If you go down and incorporate, because evidently Jesus wasn't enough to these churches. They needed more.
Yes.
And they say, oh, well, we can't do this or we can't do that. Well, the fact is most of the evidence we produce is actually printed in the government manual and in their codes. They're just not taking the time. Why can't they see it? Is because there's a lot of other things they can't see either. And
we've got a caller. Who we got?
Okay.
Hello, caller.
Hello,
caller.
This is Bill Call.
Hello, Bill.
How you doing, sir?
Okay.
It's been quite a while. Hello, Gregory.
Hey.
Hey, I have to get offline in order to hear you because I'm on dial-up. I went back into the dinosaur age here. But I've been out of the church. Of course, you years ago, Randy, you had James Lloyd on a Saturday, and that was probably 6 or 7 years ago, and that's what woke me up, that somebody had the cojones is a nicer word, and the guts, evidently like Greg, to stand up and call a spade and so forth. I don't know how long it's been since you've had James on, but I left the church September 30th of 2004, and I'll never go back in one because 96% of them are at least incorporated. But I believe...
Bill, stay with us through the break here.
Okay.
We'll be right back after these brief messages here on the American Freedom Network.
Lindy's Home Service and Lindy's Note Connection reminds all drivers the holiday season is a time of joy and celebration with family and friends. The choice is yours. Arrive alive. Never drink and drive. Sponsored by Lindy's Home Service and Lindy's Note Connection. Members of the Northern Colorado Better Business Bureau. Working for a better community. Visit LindyNotes.com. That's LindyNotes.com. Lindy's thanks and salutes our veterans this holiday season. That's LindyNotes.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal.
Online on. Hey there, Freddy. Grab her. Hurry.
The Green Herbs exclusive products will work.
I can't. I'm going to be online.
Anything you buy elsewhere, and we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Keene Research and Development at 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or a loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of those holiday spirits. That's from Barry and his family and staff at Keene Research and Development, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Keene Research and Development, 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette. If you've had your hand on the bottle, keep your foot off the throttle and have a safe and happy holiday season.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
Sites are hisholychurch.org.net and .info. And we've got Bill from Tennessee online.
Hello, sir.
So, Bill, you came out of her and you entered into the church. You didn't leave the church, you entered in.
Well, I left the corporate whore, as James would call her, and I've come to call her too. So here's my question. I want to be teachable. I want to learn those things that I need to. It's not easy going into the wilderness. It's not easy doing that. I played the drums for 20-something years, and so I walked away from all of that, and there was a lot of pride and stuff like that that I've, of course, had in it. But nonetheless, it's a difficult thing for Christians to give up 501c3 churches and then to give up Christ Mass and all these pagan celebrations and Easter and all this stuff because you're looked at like you're a freak. But I also don't want to stop here. I want to keep on going and do that, which is what my Father wants me to do. So my question is this something that you think is a salvation issue? Because I have my own business, and it's going to be difficult to do what you're asking. I don't even know if I know 100% of what you're asking.
What I'm asking?
Yeah.
I don't know that I was asking anything particular, but salvation
or talking
is,
about, you know.
Salvation is Christ's business. There's just a lot of people saying they think they're saved because they believe in Christ and they don't know who Christ was because they've been lied to about the nature of Christ.
Right.
I can't look into your heart and say you're saved or not saved. I mean, Joseph was a slave in Egypt, and he was doing the will of God as a slave. That in itself, slave or free on this earth, it does not make you saved or not saved in God's eyes. But doing the will of the Father does make a difference. If you're doing the opposite of what God said, and you're comfortable with doing the opposite of what God said, of what Christ said, if you're disobeying the commandments of Christ, I have to question, judging by your fruits, as to whether or not you're saved. Now,
right.
My opinion isn't going to make any difference one way or the other whether you're saved or not. But it's my job to bring you to your attention if I love you and I think you're headed for disaster, if I think you may be counted amongst those by Christ as workers of iniquity, I should come and tell you because that's what's put on my heart. But my opinion isn't going to change your salvation. But your opinion isn't going to change it either.
Right.
It's Christ's opinion who determines whether or not you're saved. But I can tell you this, in the physical world, if we don't turn to the ways of Christ, we're going to be in a world of hurt because this world is coming apart. And we're not supposed to be of that world, and if we are of that world, we're going to come apart with it. We need to be coming together. One of the things that Randy was saying is that if the church isn't a building, you're the church, you're the stones of the church, you're the pillars, Christ is the cornerstone. But we're the church, and if we're not trying to come together and love one another as Christ said, then we're not doing what Christ said. And then I have to question an individual's salvation. Christ wasn't teaching hermitages. He was teaching congregations. Wherever two or more are gathered in my name, my character, my way, that's where I am. And so that's what I'm looking for, is the people who will gather together in that way. That's just that's what Christ has put on my heart. But I don't want to dictate what other people have to do. I don't know. People are always asking me, what should I do? I haven't got a clue. Christ does.
Well, we're supposed to get into the Word for ourselves. It's just that I also want to be teachable, and God has given lots of different people answers that we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We ought to be able to learn.
Well, one of the things I was speaking last time, I had a large group just this last week in front of me, is that it says, if you guys take the knowledge that I'm going to share with you today and run out there without Christ, I'm going to hit you up the side of the head with this book. Because that's not what I'm here for. I don't want you to eat of the tree of knowledge. Knowledge is dangerous. You can have knowledge, but it should never be the source of your actions. It's the Holy Spirit in you, working in you. And the character of the Holy Spirit is one of forgiveness, one of patience, one of love, one of giving. These are the characteristics. If you don't have those characteristics, you don't know Christ. And if you don't know Christ, just get comfortable with your chains, because you will not be free.
Yeah.
Because that's where freedom comes from. And I'm kind of blunt at times, but I really am a nice guy. but I have a hard message, so sometimes I swing the hammer a little harder with somebody.
Sure. Well, you asked earlier, I think it was maybe Randy or somebody that, or you, but you said, you asked, why can't the church see that? And I believe God has blinded their eyes, you know, 2 Thessalonians 2:11.
If you won't look at your own sins, you will not see your salvation. We must see what we've done wrong, be willing to admit it. And if we're not, we will not see. He came to take sight away from those who say they see. But he will give you sight if you really love him and want to see. And that's, I'm just bearing witness to what I have seen and he has given me. As a gift. I don't want anybody to believe me. I'm just bearing witness. And if it isn't written in your heart, if you think I'm wrong, so be it. But if you already know in your heart that this is what I always thought, then maybe God's been teaching you, because that's the teacher. I'm just a witness.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Y'all have a good night. I'll hang up and start listening.
Did we get that covered, Bill?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
It's good to hear from you.
You too. Take care.
God bless.
Thanks for calling. 877-254-7524 is the number. Question or comment. Website, hisholychurch.org. You can go on to this. What's the title at the top to network?
There's a little guy up there with a net, and you just pull that down and look for local networks. And join one of those groups and ask who's the contact minister or on that group or volunteer yourself and start setting up meetings and start meeting people on the ground. Now, all the groups are based on geographical locations to bring people together. You need to actually meet each other. When times are hard, sending you an email is not going to solve your problems. You need to actually meet people and create a physical network.
Well, when times are hard, the email won't work.
Yeah, like I tell people, when you're hungry, I can send you by email a picture of food.
Yes.
It will not satisfy you, I can assure you, but we don't want it to be dependent on the Internet, but we'll use it as long as we can. We need to meet people on the ground.
Well, and another part of the responsibility of being free, of having that liberty, that higher liberty, is also what was passed down from generation to generation of the skill to take care of yourself. Talk about that a little bit here. Stay tuned here. We'll be right back.
LandGuard LLC Bookkeepers and Accounting Resources reminds all drivers the holiday season is a time of joy and celebration with family and friends. It's also a time when drunk drivers hit the roads. The choice is yours. Arrive alive. Never drink and drive. Sponsored by LandGuard LLC Bookkeepers and Accounting Resources. LandGuard LLC, working for a safer and healthier community. For information, visit LandGuardAccounting.com. LandGuardAccounting.com. And thank you for driving responsibly. Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427. Clean Dirt Grain and Seed says that the upcoming holiday season is meant to be a time of joy and happiness. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of time. Do yourself and your community a favor and remember to drive defensively, cautiously, and soberly. Make this holiday season a safe and special time of year. That's from Clean Dirt Grain and Seeds at 6530 Road 28.5 in Sterling. They're proud to be a sponsor of our holiday safe driving campaign and are on the air because they care and wish you all happy and safe holiday season.
And we're back. My guest today, Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church. The books, The Covenant of the Gods, Thy Kingdom Comes, and The Free Church Report are all available on the web for free download. But if you want them in hard copy, they're 25 fraudulent reserve notes each. And you can send that to His Holy Church, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, Federal Occupation Zone 97640. Websites are hisholychurch.org, .net, and .info. And you can find Brother Gregory's articles up at newswithviews.com, newswithviews.com. We've become so dependent upon the beast and the commercial system, the mammon system, that most of the people have lost the skills or never even knew there were skills to being able to put a seed in the ground and grow your food.
Absolutely. In the local church here, which is just a building bought by a local rancher, we're actually planning to have a kind of show and tell, teaching gardening. Of course, most of the people out here know it pretty well, but we've taken it a lot farther. Health issues. There are so many things we don't know about health, from birth and babies to dressing wounds to producing our own medicine. It will become harder and harder to even get the medicines that you really need, which most of them aren't pharmaceutical. They're natural medicines. There's lots of alternatives out there. And we've been working at that for years because we live so far away, but most people are completely unskilled. But my kids can take your computer apart and put it back together, or they can milk your cow. They can deliver twins out of a cow, and they can fix a sheep and a cow that prolapses, and I could gross you out on how we do that. We
yes.
do that all right here. We've become independent because we're a long ways to town, but I talked to Rick Joyner back there in North Carolina when I was there, and he's very concerned about our dependence on foreign oil, and I warned him that it's our dependence on a foreign government, which is the federal government, that is foreign to Christ. It is not doing things the way Christ does, and we are extremely dependent upon it. And that's what the networks are for, is to start to teach those skills. Does that
mean it sounds like we've got another caller. Who we got?
Hello, this is Marvin.
Hello, Marvin.
I found a Masonic dictionary, and I don't have the information right here with me, but I looked at the word Sadducees, and they mentioned something in there about Jesus being an Essene. Do you know any more about that?
Well, most people didn't know what the Essenes were, but recently, because of the Dead Sea Scrolls, they've suppressed the Dead Sea Scrolls something fierce when they found them. There was two organizations doing that. Normally, you would photograph them and release those photographs so that all academia could see them, and they still haven't released all of them. But the Dead Sea Scrolls give us a different picture of the Essenes, and they would not take oaths. They were more popular. They were a charitable organization, the only charitable organization that actually helped people outside of their system. The parallels to what Christ was saying, even using the same metaphors, amongst the Essenes, as we hear coming from Christ and John the Baptist, are just overwhelming. So, yeah, I believe that, again, the Essenes didn't call themselves Essenes. They weren't a homogeneous group. There were a variety of them. There were Nazarene Essenes. There were the Essenes that were called the lovers of soft things. But, yeah, the Essene perception of truth in the Old Testament is very much in accord with what Christ was preaching. And so I'm sure that the early Christians were mostly found amongst the Essenes. Very few amongst the Sadducees, a few amongst the Pharisees, and which are political parties. Those are political parties. Those aren't just religious groups. And then the Zealots, that's more of a... There were Zealot Essenes and Zealot... So there are a variety of those, but many of those even became Christians. But most of them probably come amongst the Essenes.
Do we get that covered for you, Marvin?
Yeah, I think it's... Thank you.
Okay, I'm a little overwhelming sometimes, but... We cover that in Thy Kingdom Come. We talk about the Essenes and the nature of the Essenes and quote many of the books.
Thank you. Goodbye.
You bet.
Thanks for calling, Marvin. Thanks for listening. 877-254-7524 is the number. Question or comment? That is going to be a problem. The people and the skills that have been lost.
Oh, absolutely. And that is not going to change overnight. Most of it, I think, is going to be learned as we go. And there are people out there learning these skills. But, again, the greatest skill is Christ in us, because it can guide us in ways we cannot even imagine.
Oh, amen. You know, I start out on a project, and it's like, oh, Lord, guide my hands to do this right so I don't have to do it over again.
Well, I mean, he even tells me what tools to take on a job.
Yes.
But even these books that I've written, people think I'm some big scholar or something like that. you know, I actually, you know, I have a certain amount of intelligence, but there's some things I can't remember. Names I have a terrible time with. I don't remember verse and chapter in the Bible by the number. I remember what was said, but I couldn't tell you the numbers. It just won't stick. He lets me remember page numbers of law books. I don't know why, but he has guided me through the writing of these books. He has shown me where to look for the answers. And he has sent me people that ask the questions. We need to pray for the right questions and for the answer, and he has it all. I'm just bearing witness to kind of shake your cages out there, to rattle the bars so you realize that you're in a prison, both emotionally, spiritually, mentally, and physically. But to be free from all of them, you need that spiritual freedom more than any other.
Amen. Let's see. Where are we? We're on our break. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. Finish off today's show here on the American Freedom Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
And we're back with the closing minutes of today's show. Randy Yarbrough with you, my guest today, Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church, hisholychurch.org.net and .info are the websites. Go on there on the network and get signed up in there, folks. Get these networks going. Find the folks around you and... Well, set up community, because what we've known as community is about to go the way of the Roman Empire, right?
Absolutely. Runaway inflation, bread going, increasing in value from 6 denarii to 120,000 denarii for the same amount of wheat. All those things will probably come down the road. The parallels in history are just staggering. I always tell people, if you want to know the future, study the past, because we're doing it again. By the same token, the Christians fared rather well through these periods. There was time-to-time persecution because of jealousy and attempts to force them to conform. But ultimately, they were doing, you know, considering everything, they did rather well. But it only because they took on the character of Christ. They shared with others. The idea of stocking up, I have nothing against stocking up. I think it's a great idea. Learning how to produce more yourself is even a better idea. Learning how to do it together with other people without selfishness and pride and anger and resentment or trying to control others, there's a skill that many people do not have. We have to start doing it now. These are still good times, but
we're all programmed and raised to manipulate other people, as you know. And following Christ is not about manipulating other people.
Yes, that was one of the temptations of Christ. Is the idea of using other people for our benefit. That was the temptation back with Samuel, the temptation of Moses, trying to exercise authority, using his staff rather than just speaking. You know, I'm pretty forceful when I speak to a crowd. I have to every once in a while crack a joke and let everybody breathe. But the fact is I've got a hard message to give them. And it's not just the words. It's the spiritual changes that take place when we're in the same room. That's why we have to get off of the virtual communities of the Internet and get into real communities on the ground, because that tests the character of our souls. And in that test, we'll find that we fail often. But if we receive the character of Christ, we will grow from those failures. And we need to do that now and not waste time, because there's a lot of growing to be done in the next few years and the next decade. And that's what the networks are for. Also, the Kingdom News List. I would recommend everybody get on that. And that will give you announcements when we got different things going on in different areas. But we've set the network up. It's just new now. But more and more people are joining. But we have to get the people of the right character to come together.
Well, for those that are truly seeking the Lord, and seeking to know the question of, Lord, do you know me?
Absolutely.
Brother Gregory, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And remember, folks, the question is not, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? The question is, does he know you?